Chapter 11, Elijah's Humility.
Here Elijah ventured something upon his faith. He did not wait for sight. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and with wind, and there was great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Elijah had passed through great excitement and labor during the day, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him because he had been obedient and had done his will in executing the idolatrous priests. Some will be ready to say, "What a hard, cruel man Elijah must have been." And anyone who defends the honor of God at any risk will bring censure and condemnation upon himself from a large class. The rain began to descend. It was night, and the blinding rain prevented Ahab from seeing his course. Elijah, nerved by the Spirit and the power of God, girded his coarse garment about him and ran before the chariot of Ahab, guiding his course to the entrance of the city. The prophet of God had humiliated Ahab before his people. He had slain his idolatrous priests, and now he wished to show to Israel that he acknowledged Ahab as his king. As an act of special homage, he guided his chariot, running before it to the entrance of the gate of the city. Here is a lesson for young men who profess to be servants of God, bearing his message, who are exalted in their own estimation. They can trace nothing remarkable in their experience, as could Elijah. Yet they feel above performing duties which to them appear menial. They will not come down from their ministerial dignity to do needful service, fearing that they will be doing the work of a servant. All should learn from the example of Elijah. His word locked the treasures of heaven, the dew and the rain, from the earth 3 years. His word alone was the key to unlock heaven and bring showers of rain. He was honored of God as he offered his simple prayer in the presence of the king and the thousands of Israel, in answer to which fire flashed from heaven and kindled the fire upon the altar of sacrifice. His hand executed the judgment of God in slaying 850 priests of Baal. And yet, after the exhausting toil and most signal triumph of the day, he who could bring clouds and rain and fire from heaven was willing to perform the service of a menial and run before the chariot of Ahab in the darkness and in the wind and the rain to serve the sovereign whom he had not feared to rebuke to his face because of his sins and crimes. The king passed within the gates. Elijah wrapped himself in his mantle and lay upon the bare earth.